Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Psalms chapter 50. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. The Lord, the Mighty One, is God, and He has spoken. He has summoned all humanity from where the sun rises to where it sets. From Mount Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines in glorious radiance. Our God approaches, and He is not silent. Fire devours everything in His way, and a great storm rages around Him. He calls on the heavens above and earth below to witness the judgment of His people. Bring my faithful people to me, those who made a covenant with me by giving sacrifices. Then let the heavens proclaim His justice, for God Himself will be the judge. Interlude. O my people, listen as I speak. Here are my charges against you, O Israel. I am God, your God. I have no complaint about your sacrifices or the burnt offerings you constantly offer. But I do not need the bulls from your barns or the goats from your pens. For all the animals of the forest are mine, and I own the cattle on 1,000 hills. I know every bird on the mountains, and all the animals of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for all the world is mine and everything in it. Do I eat the meat of bulls? Do I drink the blood of goats? Make thankfulness your sacrifice to God, and keep the vows you made to the Most High. Then call on me when you are in trouble, and I will rescue you, and you will give me glory. But God says to the wicked, why bother reciting my decrees and pretending to obey my covenant? For you refuse my discipline and treat my words like trash. When you see thieves, you approve of them, and you spend your time with adulterers. Your mouth is filled with wickedness, and your tongue is full of lies. You sit around and slander your brother, your own mother's son. While you did all this, I remained silent, and you thought I didn't care. But now I will rebuke you, listing all my charges against you. Repent, all of you who forget me, or I will tear you apart, and no one will help you. But giving thanks is a sacrifice that truly honors me. If you keep to my path, I will reveal to you the salvation of God. Once again, that was Psalms chapter 50 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Most psalms express people's thoughts to God. This psalm shares the Lord's thoughts with people. God laments that His people, though offering sacrifices, did not honor Him with their actions. They lied, put others down, and approved of wicked actions. God is willing to discipline those He loves, but they scorned His discipline and His word. We all have areas where our actions don't line up with our beliefs. Can you identify one of yours today? How can you, with God's help, turn this around? Thankfulness is not just an emotion, it is an outlook that comes from God. Our loving Father asks us to make thankfulness our sacrifice, from what we just read in verse 14, meaning we surrender our bad attitudes to the Lord, see things from His perspective, and radiate out His joy. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. What will it take for you to be truly thankful today? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.